play the way you want to play? I mean, can we, will we see the real Odell Beckham at this point of the season?
I hope so. I certainly hope so. You know, anytime you step out on the field, I know I'm going to be anxious. I'm going to be excited. So I'm just looking forward to it.
Odell, has it been a struggle for you? I mean, you want to get out there, you want to compete, but at the same time, you don't want to set yourself back by going out there before you're ready. I mean, how have you been dealing with that struggle?
I've been dealing with it since it first got injured. You know, going back out and injuring it again, it's something that's frustrating. You know, you obviously want to be out there, and something's limiting you from doing that, and it's just it's not something I'd wish on anybody, but, you know, like I said, I'm just trying to get over it now.
I would imagine in this Twitter and everything, you probably heard the frustration of fans too, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard it. I wouldn't say I've heard it all, but I've heard quite an earful, and it just comes with the game. It comes with your profession, and you got to take it as, you know, for me, I take it as motivation, and, you know, you ignore it as much as you can, and keep moving forward.
What they probably miss is that, you know, no one's probably more frustrated than you are. You want
right.
to get out there.
I think a lot of people fail to realize that. You know, I don't think there's anybody who's been more frustrated than I have been sitting out, you know, coming in the league and being, you know, this being your first year and you've already missed games and you've never missed a game in your life. It's just not something, you know what I mean, that's easy to deal with.
Now that this offense seems to have found itself and playing better, what do you think you can add as a dimension in this group?
Maybe, you know, for me, just like I said, I'm really just trying to, you know, learn the playbook, and wherever I fit in is where I fit in. You know, maybe see some deeper balls, or we keep doing what we're doing. I mean, I don't really see a need to change. You know, don't fix anything that's broken. I feel like we've been doing a great job on offense the past couple weeks.
Don, I apologize. I'm here a little late. Did you say you're still going to have to manage something all season long with this? Is that what I heard?
No,
I didn't hear that right. All right, please clarify.
I was just saying, you know, in this game and in today's world, you don't really, you know, to be 100% would be, you know, pretty impressive. So I don't really think there's any chance of anybody, you know, on the team right now even being 100%. It's just something that, you know, you're always going to have to manage something. So for me right now, I'm just trying to mentally move past it. I feel great. My body feels great. And I'm, you know, looking forward to Atlanta.
Eli said he's been picking it up with you in the sense of little private meetings to go over what has to be done. How much time are you spending?
I don't really know a time limit, but I know that me and him have, you know, set up some meetings to have where we'll review plays, signals, and do all that, just kind of get on the same page, you know, being that I've missed, you know, a few weeks to say the least.
Is Atlanta still the target?
Definitely. You know, for me, I want to play as soon as possible, but, you know, it's not really all the way up to me.